Tens of thousands of Palestinians participated in the funeral procession of Mu'taz Idris Sharawne, 19 years old, in the town of Doura in the West Bank city of Al-Khalil, also known as Hebron. Mu'taz was shot before being run over by an army vehicle during clashes between Palestinian youth and Israeli forces, which had raided the town.
Before dawn prayers, Israeli forces raided the town to abduct people. The youth went out to confront them. During the clashes, they shot Mu'taz in his chest. Mu'taz fell to the ground, and then a military jeep ran him over.
According to eyewitnesses, the clashes between Israeli forces and the town's youth intensified after Mu'taz was shot. It resulted in the abduction of six Palestinians, including a nephew of Mu'taz, who was wounded during the clashes.
After the military jeep ran over Mu'taz, more youth came out to confront the Israelis. So the army started shooting live and rubber bullets randomly. Mu'taz's nephew rushed to see him, but he was shot in the back and leg. The nephew was then abducted, and the army did not allow the ambulance to pick up Mu'taz.
Mu'taz was later taken to a hospital in Al-Khalil, where he was proclaimed dead. Initial reports indicated that he had died after being run over by a military jeep.
It is not easy at all for our family. One of us lost his son to death, and the other's son was abducted, and we don't even know of his health condition. We are under occupation, and the occupation doesn't care about humans.
According to reports, Israeli forces have killed 16 Palestinians and abducted about 1,800 so far this year.
Thousands of Palestinians came out to show their respect and condolences to the family of Mu'taz Idris, who was dubbed a martyr who died trying to protect his town and homeland from Israeli forces. For Press TV, Hanna Kassis, Occupied Doura.